In this lecture, we will take a look at the types of expenditure that are deductible for CGT purposes, and in particular, we will concentrate on enhancement expenditure. We know that in calculating a capital gain, we start with sale proceeds, then deduct any allowable expenditure. Allowable expenditure will obviously include the cost of acquiring the asset in the first place. Remember, if the expenditure was incurred before the 31st of March 1982, we deduct the 1982 value in place of cost. Any incidental costs of acquisition are also treated as allowable expenditure.
This will include items such as agent's fees or broker's fees on purchase, any costs of establishing a 1982 value, and any stamp taxes.
Any expenditure which enhances the value of the asset is also deductible. Such enhancement expenditure must be reflected in the state or nature of the asset at the date of disposal. Finally, any costs incurred by the owner in preserving, establishing, or defending his title to an asset is also deductible. This will include, for example, any legal fees, etc., incurred in a boundary dispute with a neighbour over a piece of land. In this session, we shall look specifically at enhancement expenditure. Enhancement expenditure is expenditure which increases the value of an asset and is reflected in the nature of the asset at the date of disposal. The most common type of enhancement expenditure is where a taxpayer incurs building costs in enhancing the value of a property. The allowable expenditure for CGT purposes will be the original cost of acquiring the house plus any amount spent in improving or enhancing the value of the property. By way of an example, let us take a taxpayer called Rob. Rob buys a property in July 1986 for £30,000. In March 1992, Rob spends £10,000 in adding an extension to the property. Rob then sells the property for £150,000. You will see that the expenditure incurred in March 1992 has enhanced the value of the property and is reflected in the nature of the asset at the date of sale. This enhancement expenditure is therefore deductible in calculating the capital gain. Let us put these numbers into our CGT computation, starting with sale proceeds. From this, we deduct our allowable expenditure, which is the original cost of £30,000 and the enhancement expenditure of £10,000. This gives Rob a capital gain of £110,000. Let us now look at the interaction between enhancement expenditure and March 1982 rebasing. Let us assume that a taxpayer buys a house before the 31st of March 1982. He incurs enhancement expenditure also before the 31st of March 1982. This means that when we come to value the asset as at the 31st of March 1982, the enhancement expenditure is reflected within the 1982 value. Let us also assume that our taxpayer incurs further enhancement expenditure after the 31st of March 1982. Therefore, when the taxpayer sells the asset, he will have three lots of allowable expenditure, that is, his original cost and two lots of enhancement expenditure. Therefore, when the taxpayer sells the asset, he will have additional allowable expenditure, i.e. the post-March 1982 enhancement expenditure. What we'll do next is put all of this together into one example. Let us assume that Julie purchased the property in October 1976 for £90,000. Julie added a conservatory in January 1980 at a cost of £15,000. In March 1988, she incurred further enhancement expenditure by adding a garage at the cost of £20,000. We are told that in March 1982, the house, with the conservatory added, was valued at £130,000. Note at this point that the money spent on the garage is not reflected in the 1982 value. We are told that Julie sells the property for £350,000. What Julie is selling at this point is a house with a conservatory and a garage added. Our requirement is to calculate Julie's capital gain.
Our starting point is the sale proceeds of £350,000. Julie originally paid £90,000 for the property in 1976. She also incurred enhancement expenditure on the conservatory in 1980 of £15,000. This means that Julie's pre-1982 costs are £105,000. However, as Julie owned the property at the 31st of March 1982, we'll pretend that Julie bought the property on the 31st of March 1982 for its value on that date. On the 31st of March 1982, the house, with the conservatory added, was valued at £130,000. In March 1988, Julie incurred additional costs of £20,000 in adding a garage. Because this is allowable expenditure incurred after March 1982, we are also allowed to deduct the £20,000. This gives Julie a gain of £200,000 using 1982 value. Let us complete this module by attempting a couple of practice questions. Once you're happy with your answer, check it by clicking the button on the bottom of your screen. Shelley sold the painting for gross proceeds of £50,000. From this we deduct auctioneer's fees of 5%, being £2,500, to give Shelley net proceeds of £47,500. We are told that Shelley's original acquisition cost was £12,000. The £3,000 spent on restoring and reframing the painting in May 1998 will qualify as enhancement expenditure because presumably it increases the value of Shelley's painting. Shelley's gain is therefore £32,500. The correct answer is answer C. Costs incurred in insuring an asset are not allowed for CGT purposes. Costs of establishing title, costs of establishing March 1982 values, and the stamp taxes costs are specifically allowable for CGT purposes. When an individual purchases an asset, he will sometimes have to pay stamp duty, reserve tax, or stamp duty land tax on the purchase. This stamp tax is regarded as an incidental cost of acquisition and is allowable for CGT purposes. This concludes this module on enhancement expenditure.